This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
NUMSA is still locked in negotiations, and they are considering a new proposal to end a strike in the engineering sector. I think they will be meeting with the Steel and Engineering Industries Federation of Southern Africa. I've got Phakamile Hlubi-Majola on the line, NUMSA spokesperson, just to take us through and give us an update. Phakamile, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Lukona, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much for making time for us. Perhaps just give us a sense of where you are. It seems as if there is a new proposal on the table that you are workshopping with your regions and structures.
Indeed, that's where we are at this point. The first and foremost, the strike is continuing.
Mm.
But as it continues, there's a proposal which was placed on the table by the Employer Association, CISA.
Mm.
And it's an offer which we feel was suitable enough to present to members, and we've done so. We are currently waiting for regions to give us their consolidated responses, so that we can then communicate to the employer about how our members feel about the proposal, whether they accept it or whether they reject it or whatever the case might be.
In the first year, NUMSA, you were demanding about 8% across the board. CIFSA came out and offered 4.4% for 2021, inflation plus 0.5% in 2022, and inflation plus 1% in the third year. What is the new proposal looking like?
All I can say is that the proposal from CIFSA is more than what they put on the table of 4.4%. I'm not at liberty to go into the details of the proposal because we have an agreement amongst ourselves that we don't communicate the details of offers until members have had an opportunity to engage. We don't want to be seen as head office to be influencing their choice one way or another. They must be free to engage without any outside influence, whether it's from the media or from outside parties, because at the end of the day, it's workers themselves who are embarking on this strike. So they must be able to make the decision about what will work for them.
And now, I mean, I respect that, Phakamile, but are you hopeful, at least because you are quite at the top table insofar as these negotiations are concerned? Are you hopeful that there might be some light at the end of the tunnel to end the strike that is currently underway? Because obviously everybody ideally would want to be at work, productive, and, you know, helping to sustain and keep the economy going as much as possible.
Absolutely. Our intention is to try and resolve the strike as amicably as possible and as speedily as possible, whilst at the same time ensuring that we protect our members' interests as much as we can. So, I mean, even the fact that we've been in these talks with CISA, we've been driving that because we do want to see a resolution to the strike. For every day that workers go on strike, it means they are going without pay. They pay for the strike.
Mm.
So it is in everybody's interest for us to resolve it. So we will endeavor as head office to do everything we can to ensure that this process is done as speedily as is possible.
How are the relations at the negotiation table? We do know that in some instances, as we saw in the public sector, negotiations where things can really break down and then you need arbitrators to come in and really try and get the parties back onto the table, onto the negotiation table. How would you characterize the environment that you are negotiating upon in the engineering sector?
We can certainly say that the employers seem motivated to try and resolve this, and that's a good sign at least. Because prior to us going on strike, they were not motivated. So a negotiation by its very definition is a give and take on both sides. And that is what we are endeavoring to do. We're trying to find the best permutation to satisfy the interests of both sides, which means both sides have to be willing to compromise. It's not an easy process, but I can say that our engagements with CISA, they have been at least, they've been willing, if I can put it that way, they're engaging us and we're engaging them and we're trying to find each other.
Absolutely. Phakamile, please stay on the line. I've got Jerry has a quick question to put to you. Jerry, a good morning to you.
Morning to you and Phakamile. Yes, my brother, I just want to ask on behalf of NUMSA members sexually on the side of Bresme and Roslyn, those who have been affected by short times because of strikes and other issues of COVID-19 that are not covered by the bill gazetted by government. So I just want to know from the NUMSA side, are you going to help those workers who are working short hours? Because they are working 2 days. They are not getting paid, and there is no provision from the bills of government, whether from the government gazette or TARS. So I just want to know, will you take this to NEDLAC? Because I heard that it was not discussed from the NEDLAC level. Or NEDLAC.
Okay. Jerry, got you. Phakamile, I hope you got that.
Good afternoon, comrade Jerry, and I've noted what you said. The short time that you're referring to, if I'm not mistaken, I think it applies to workers in auto and in the motor sector. There are definitely challenges around the reduction in hours for some of those companies. Unfortunately, the issue of NEDLAC as a solution is one that is a bit of a challenge because, comrade, as you know, NUMSA is no longer represented at NEDLAC. So SAFTU is not at NEDLAC. So at that level, we would not be able to confirm whether those discussions would take place at that level. But certainly, I think what is needed, because from our perspective, we've not yet fully engaged on dealing with that issue. I know the region, Hlanganani region, certainly has been dealing with that issue at plant level with members. So I would encourage you to get in touch with the region. Perhaps if the studio can put me in touch with the comrade,
so
that
Jerry.
I can connect him to the region and he can get more information about what's being done to assist workers on that issue.
We'll definitely connect you, Phakamile. Before we let you go, Basil is on the line. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Fantastic, how are you?
I'm great. So we pay a monthly fee to NUMSA on a monthly basis. So I just want to ask something. Will they assist us as workers? Because it's work, no work, no pay in terms of saying we lost so much. Then they will be able to pay us a certain portion because we're losing money at the end of the day. And they, as office bearers, they continue to withdraw salaries irrespective of the strike.
Okay.
So what happens to us as ordinary workers? Because if the principle of no work, no pay, it should also apply to them in the office to say they should not be paid. Are they going to not to be paid or are they going to assist us?
Okay, got you. Phakamile, response there?
So on the issue of no work, no pay, comrade, the members of NUMSA take a decision themselves that they want to go on strike. It's not the leadership of NUMSA that sends workers on strike. It's members who will petition through the regions that they wish to go on strike. And indeed, we have historically assisted workers in situations where the strike has been particularly lengthy, as we did in the plastic strike, where arrangements were made for relief payments in that situation because they had been on strike for a very long time. Workers, some of them had been locked out and they had been affected. This is not something we can do, though, on the long term and with every situation. It is done on a case-by-case basis because as a trade union, we don't have unlimited funds.
Okay, got you loud and clear. Phakamile, I mean, quick one. I always get this question when I talk to some of your colleagues that what about non-bargaining employees, because they are saying they haven't had salary increases in 3 years now. Do you ever talk about them when you are negotiating?
Absolutely, and this is part of the reason why sometimes these negotiations can be so protracted, because the employers will insist, as CISA has done, for example, with us, to say that In terms of CISA as an employer association and its members, CISA members are paying the minimum rate of 49 rand per hour. But NUMSA members, as a trade union, we are representing workers who are not just in CISA. We represent workers who are in who work under companies that fall under the CEO or SAIFA or NIASA, which are other employee associations. We also, there are, as you say, workers who are not even part of the structure. Mm. And those workers are the ones who are receiving far less than the minimum rate of 49 rand per hour, and for whom these increases, if, for example, it's much less than 8%, it would not necessarily translate into something that large because they're sitting at such a low rate. It's one of the challenges that is being that is part of the package that we're trying to resolve in the strike. For example, the proposal that is currently on the table, and even the proposals that we have been, you know, negotiating around, are particularly around how do we deal with these companies that have not been paying the minimum rate, and we ensure that we take them along in this agreement if we sign a new agreement.
Yeah.
Because we do need to make sure that we harmonize wages in the sector, that we bring workers who are at the lowest level as high as up to the standard level, and we equalize as much as we can. So those are part of our discussions, and we're hoping that once we do come to an agreement, that that agreement will also deal constructively with that problem.
And just, Phakamile, when can we expect another proper, you know, update where we may be able to deal with the numbers on the table and if things have gone okay or not in your consultations?
I hope we can have that conversation soon. I can't really at this point give a date, but we are doing everything possible. We're working flat out to try and make sure that we have something to communicate once we have consolidated this process and finalized this process.
Okay. Phakamile, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Okay. NUMSA spokesperson, Phakamile Hlubi Majola.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.